Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Whenever we feel like there are issues with how the university is treating our members, and we also have an organizer, Rachel, over here, who does a lot of, who organizes.
Even with some of the changes that the Biden administration.
This is news and stuff. And this segment's like 12, 15 minutes or something like that. You ever seen a tongue with a gold chain? I'd rather sing about the same things that we claim. Such as bashful, but like a task force. Mobbing on the streets and robbing swords and ski masks, bruh. That's for peace and a riot to bring violence. Cause it's a game of cat and mouse, and you gon' bleed silent. What's the justice in saying? Get and grab the pump. To kill a woman with many children makes you a chump. Look in all the stores you reckon, I reckon. Think about the people who own it for about a second. I know you got your problem, but brother, they got theirs. This is not a game for violence, I grew up fair, but show. You'd rather hear me say, black prejudice, let's murder different races, throw hatred and form irrelevant views and accepts but not thrown. Damage them lies blown, oblivion, all cold, oblivious. I won't dare say that you should stop the ignorance, murder ops, killing. I'd enjoy the thrill of it. Bathing blood of officers, different corpses. Offering them, auction them, don't you bark at them, murder them, never heard of them. I could preach a peace, but say, then preach the murder, cause this ain't life that we live in. Go ahead and grab the extension, get up another one, uncle, cousin. Rather send glory to all the chosen ones that will rid you of innocence. But in a sense, innocent will soon behold the ignorance. Blasphemous, killing our own, murdering black.
We see, I see, death before the children. White guys and white girls hanging from the building.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. I am your host slash sound engineer, DJ Sean Money, and I am also with...
Yo, it's Phoebs in the house.
Right.
Good to be with y'all.
Right. Now, we got a special guest today. I don't know how you want to introduce yourself. It's up to you.
Yeah, hi. People often... Oh, I think anybody might come.
Oh, my apologies. Well, I'm still a little sleepy.
It's a real privilege to be here. My name is Brian Zimmerman. Most people call me Mr. Z. BZ, actually. I love being called BZ. I've been called that forever.
BZ.
Cool. Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah. What's up, BZ?
All
right.
Oh,
cool.
No, I like that. That gives me a sense of comfort when I hear that. It takes me all the way back to like fourth grade and on. I'm from Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. And it's wonderful to be here. I'm a fan of the show, have been for years.
Got a favorite
All
episode.
Right, y'all. Well, if you're tuning in with us, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio from the Catskill Clubhouse. We're live on Main Street, tuning into you every Friday at 6 p.m. But as we always do, before we kick off our show, you get to listen to us and our great music and all of our brilliant ideas. We got to play you a little bit of local news and a little bit of local weather. So this is 90.7 FM WGXC. Stay tuned with us, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The number of COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths recently has been troubling, and that's before the Omicron variant has arrived here. On December 16th, Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan talked about the impending wave that's about to hit the Hudson Valley in his weekly COVID-19 address on social media.
We've seen cases somewhat stabilized the last few weeks in Ulster. Those are cases and infections that we're largely attributing to the Delta variant, and that seems to have somewhat leveled off thanks to all the actions we've taken. However, unfortunately, the Omicron variant emerging in other parts of the world is now clearly has made its way to the U.S. and most concerningly made its way to New York City. And my message as we head on into the holidays, which is not what we want to hear, but it's what we need to hear, we need to really brace ourselves and be ready for an Omicron wave that is making its way and has already to a certain extent made its way into New York and into the U.S. We have a really narrow window where we can still take some proactive action around the Omicron variant. The most important thing that we can do is to get our booster levels up.
Ulster County is the first to give out pre-COVID-19 test kits. Ulster officials started handing them out this week and continue next week for several locations, including from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. December 20th at the Socrates Senior Center. Meanwhile, Greene County officials reported another COVID-19 death on December 15th. They also reported 34 more cases December 15th and 45 more on December 16th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the death was a vaccinated woman in her mid-60s who had severe comorbidities. Greene County officials have taken no action recently to stop the spread as case counts have risen, and they say they will not enforce Governor Kathy Hochul's recently announced mask mandate. Columbia County officials reported 25 more cases December 15th and 43 on December 16th. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that Greene County officials are moving forward with plans to build an addition on the back of the county courthouse in Catskill to house the Greene County Public Defender and District Attorney's Office, as well as the New York State Office of Court Administration. On December 15th, the county legislature released a 186-page request for qualifications, or RFQ, for architectural and engineering services for design and construction. The Criminal Justice Center is to be located on Bridge Street on the site of the former jail that was demolished earlier this year. The RFQ is the beginning of the process, beginning with an evaluation of the space needs of the occupants to determine the overall size of the building. According to the RFQ, the construction budget is to be between $12 and $18 million. Preliminary building evaluations indicate a potential building footprint of 16,000 gross square feet per floor and include the potential for an optional 3,000 gross square foot per floor building on the southern portion of the property that fronts Clark Street. A two-story, 2,160 square foot garage located along Clark Street and commonly referred to as the Carriage House will be used as part of the new Criminal Justice Center. The RFQ calls for the reuse of approximately 3,500 square feet of historic Ohio sandstone blocks preserved from the old jail. The historic courthouse was built in 1910 and then renovated in 2009. The project timeline starts with the selection of the architectural design team in March 2022, moving on to concept design in May 2022, and construction documents and bidding in August of 2022. Contracts will be awarded to the principal contractors in November of 2022. A 16-month construction schedule is anticipated with a final completion date in June 2024. Read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Steve Hughes and Paul Nelson are reporting for the Times Union that Albany County is creating an online portal to let residents report violations of the state's new indoor mask mandate, as well as other issues they see involving mask and vaccine requirements. The portal is expected to go live in the next few days. It is part of the county's plan to enforce the state's new requirement, but at the same time, the county does not seem to be looking to immediately punish businesses that do not enforce the mandate. A county spokesperson said on December 15th that any potential issues reported will be reviewed to decide what next steps are necessary. The county intends to work with businesses to educate them on the new policy and/or enforcement. Schenectady County intends to focus on public education about the value of wearing a mask to slow the spread of coronavirus. Aggressive enforcement has not been a central part of the county's response to the virus. When an earlier state mask mandate was in effect, the county cited a few local businesses for violating the rule. Governor Kathy Hochul last week announced the indoor mask mandate, but left enforcement up to local counties. Schenectady County Majority Leader Gary Hughes said the county does not have the money to be the so-called mask police and that the onus needs to be on people to be good citizens. Even before Hochul's announcement, Albany County Executive Dan McCoy and Schenectady manager Rory Fluman issued a health advisory encouraging residents to resume mask wearing and for private businesses to require it, but they stopped short of mandating the practice. He said this week that educating people about the importance of masks and vaccinations remained the top priority. McCoy expressed some frustration that other counties in the region were not offering a similar message. He said, and I quote, "We haven't been able to do all that to get everyone in sync to come up with the same message," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Ted Rimsnyder is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Village Police Department said on Wednesday, December 15th, that an arrest had been made in connection with the fight between two Catskill High School students on December 8th. According to Lieutenant Daniel Ware with the Catskill Village Police, a minor was arrested the evening of the fight. Police declined to release the name of the student, citing his status as a minor under the age of 18, nor did they release any details concerning the charges that may have been filed. The video, which was recorded on a cell phone and subsequently posted on social media, shows an unidentified student putting his arm around 10th grader Sean Walters, then shoving him across the cafeteria, launching him across a table, and causing him to fall to the floor. The unidentified student then stood over Walters and repeatedly punched him and stomped on his face before other students intervened to break up the fight. The unidentified student's mother has declined comment on the incident. The boy's father, Troy Walters, said the district did not contact him in the immediate aftermath of the altercation and that he found out about the fight when his daughter sent him the video. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather with meteorological conditions for Greene and Columbia County and beyond for Friday, December 17th. And early this morning, we see a steep temperature gradient, 38 degrees in Oliveria and 46 degrees in Cheviot. That's going to rise to about 53 degrees around 2 p.m. It will be dry but windy, making it chilly today. Overnight, temperatures fall to 32 degrees. Just after 1 a.m., precipitation comes to the area. For us, it could be snow, it could be rain, it could be freezing rain. So it's time to be ready for anything. Especially power outages if it takes the freezing rain route. Stock up on essentials. Charge your devices. That being said, the current model shows snow falling first, turning to sleet around 10 a.m., then turning to freezing rain after 1 p.m. Travel is not advised tomorrow. A high of only 34 degrees is expected. After dark, more rain is expected to fall, turning to sleet around 10 p.m., then finishing as snow before dawn on Sunday. And Sunday is looking otherwise dry with a high of 36 degrees and windy enough to make things very cold. Expect some storm cleanup to take place. Monday will be dry and cold with a high of 34 degrees. The hottest temperature expected next week is 52 degrees. The coldest temperature expected is 18. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 1:36 a.m., low tide at 7:48 a.m., high tide again at 1:53 p.m., then low tide again at 8:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 39 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:14 a.m. Looking way up, we see an M1 class solar flare was released early today. A radio blackout occurred over the South Pacific, and there are three more sunspots ready to blast off in a similar fashion. An incoming solar wind stream is expected to reach Earth on Tuesday. Solar wind speed is currently 398 kilometers per second at 5.6 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 MHz for daytime and fair below 30 MHz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is too quiet. The current sunspot number is 127. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Clubhouse
Radio.
This is Phoebes. I'm here with DJ Sean Money and our special guest, Brian Z. I'm also finishing up making myself a cup of hot cocoa, if you can hear that in the background, because it's one of those kinds of Fridays.
And I just got done drinking some Sunny D.
Treat yourself. If you're out there right now listening, just take a minute and treat yourself. You deserve it.
Yeah, maybe it's good to remember that we're coming up on the shortest day of the year, and it's going to get better.
No funny.
That's right. More light every day from here, starting with the winter solstice.
Now, I don't know if it was just me, but the whole time I was listening to The Better Weather, I was hearing a lot of X-Men. Like, I was hearing that X-Men theme song, you know.
Yeah.
I was hearing it. I was weeping it.
How does that make you
feel?
Shout
out to The Better Weather crew.
I love those Catskill Maker people.
Makes me feel like I was younger. Like, that's one thing I like. Like, even though I didn't grow up in the era of, like, that cartoon coming out, I'm happy that, like, I get to experience that cartoon, and it was another reason that made me like superheroes, at least for me.
Very cool. Yeah. No, it's just such a solid concept. And it's, like, universally across time, a relatable storyline. It's like the outcast being the heroes.
Yeah,
so good.
Durable. Yeah.
Like what's seen as being a monstrous outsider, but you actually had all the secrets to saving society.
Yeah, right. So. Oh, you ever heard of The Fortress of Solitude?
Yeah.
Yeah, this book, but the book by Jonathan Lethem, which is about him growing up in Brooklyn in the 70s, collecting comic books, getting beat up every day on his way to school. Anyway, Phoebes, what you said reminds me very much of that, actually.
Very cool. All right, well, to all of our fans out there, hello, hello. Clubhouse Radio, and we are, we're having a chill day. We got some good music for you lined up. We've got BZ in the house.
Hello, hello.
What you got?
Wonderful to be here. Shahi, I'm curious to hear what you're going to play today.
So some things I like to play is I like to play Juice because, you know, it's Friday, tomorrow's Saturday. I'm assuming we all are a little tired. I'm assuming the people out there that's listening are a little tired. Like, it's just been one of those days. I'm trying to drink some Sunny D. Hopefully, we'll kick in a little bit later. Give me a little hyper.
Hyper.
Or whatever, like, whatever Sunny D does, but wake me up, something, like, maybe so I don't fall asleep.
The music can be on a Sunny D scale. It's like, have you had one Sunny D or five Sunny Ds every time you listen to this song?
I'm 1,000.
Sunny D index.
Now, let the audience know more about you, because they know me, and they know DJ Fee, but what are some things that, like, inspire you to, like, even just get up in the morning?
I love that question a lot, and I really mean that. And I'm here partly because I work for Tobacco Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties. It is part of my job to educate youth, specifically 13 to 18 year olds, about tobacco and fun ways. I'm not here to tell anyone to not smoke or even to help quit smoke. My job is actually to educate and in fact to facilitate and get teens to do cool projects about towards a tobacco-free norm. However, I think to answer your question in a more holistic way, I would say that what gets me up in the morning is the fact that I had a really difficult time as a teenager.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mind going a little bit into that?
Like, my parents were embarrassed to be seen at the mall with me when I was 14. It was, you know, like, usually it's the opposite, you know?
Yeah. You're a young kid. Mom, I don't want to go to a mall with you. That's so embarrassing. But for your parents to be embarrassed at you growing up, that's crazy.
I'm glad you appreciate that. And I was in and out of summer school and night school. I didn't quite graduate on time.
Yeah.
You know that term, at risk? Well, on some levels, I was absolutely at risk. And therefore, and I made it through okay, so far anyway. But ever since then, that maybe what you would call trauma,
yeah,
has stuck with me. And what gets me up in the morning a lot of times is the condition of being an adolescent and thinking about all of the teenagers out there, not just being vulnerable, being very strong too, but that condition of being a teenager fascinates me. I actually think it's a magical time in a person's life. And I've devoted my professional life to working with teens, yeah, partly because of that. I'm also an artist and musician, but I like to work with teens and hopefully just really facilitate and get them to do their own projects.
Yeah. Well, you said you're a musician.
Yeah.
Now, do you have, like, any inspiring artists? Or, like, if you listen to new and upcoming artists, I don't know what you listen to. So, I don't know. Like, what are some things like that inspire you for music in general? Or, like, yeah.
Can I, if I answer this question, can you answer the same question after? Because I'm really curious.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. I'm really curious. And Phoebes as well. You know, I hear what you all play on the radio, but I'm so curious to know what your arch influences are. All
right.
I love this question too. I'll make it short. I'm really into listening to like everything, like especially sometimes stuff I supposedly hate.
Really?
Yeah. And like really putting myself up to like nasty music that makes me mad. And I really do believe that you can make yourself stronger by exposing yourself to, you know, stuff that doesn't, you know, agree with you, you know. And maybe it's partly because I grew up in the Bible Belt. I grew up with church music. Mm-hmm. I grew up having to go to church sometimes 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to New York City as soon as I can in 1997. I moved from Kansas to New York City.
Okay.
Partly because of music. But to answer your question more specifically, the things that really make me like jump out of my skin, you know, it's all over the map, but it's definitely a lot of like non-commercial stuff that was sometimes like even like Wax Cylinder international stuff that was recorded from before a time that anyone even thought about making money off music.
Yeah.
Folk stuff, you know, like Native American flute music that's recorded on Wax Cylinders. You know, like deeply authentic stuff, all kinds of Smithsonian Folkways stuff, all kinds of early American blues, Delta blues, Robert Johnson, huge influence, Robert Johnson. You know, lots of gospel, lots of especially, you know, black gospel, but also there's some incredibly weird white gospel out there. I have a collection of like 200 white gospel records from the 70s that are totally weird. Most of them are just absolutely terrible and hard to listen to. But I try to make beats out of that stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
I try to flip, you know, subvert like really bad music and make it into something
better. Yeah, make it into something better.
And maybe I'll come back. I'll finish up by saying that I would say for the past probably like 10 years, one of the people that I listen to like in my studio obsessively all the time, and he's one of the most prolific people out there, and you guys probably know about this guy, is Knowledge. K-N-X-W-L-E-D-G, Knowledge. His name's Glenn Booth, this kid from New Jersey. Kendrick Lamar, there's a couple of beats on the most recent Kendrick that he did. He's just a prolific, absolute genius beat maker, and he has a couple of different projects, but one of them is he finds acapellas all over the internet and makes beats to them. Just kids like rapping on, but he makes beats to them. He also makes incredible remixes.
Okay.
He's on Stone's Throw, so it's in that, it's like Mad Lib. He's kind of in that realm. J Dilla, J Rock, anyway. That's a long answer.
No, you're good.
Question to you, though.
All right.
Yeah, what about you?
What are some things that inspire me? You know, I've never really been asked that question. At least, like, not on air.
How does it make you feel? Do you feel overwhelmed?
No. I mean, like, it's different. I like different. Different is cool. Different is funny. Different is fun. Me, personally, I've grown up in a black neighborhood. I've grown up with a lot of black artists, all types of unmixed artists, people that have melanin in them. So even gospel. So I was raised around all types of music, all types of genre. And yeah, it's unique. Growing up with something like that's very unique. But especially, like, for all my people, not even just, like, my melanin people. Like, I got people may have heard of him. And this may be a segue.
Okay.
My boy Jacquees.
Okay.
Jacquees, he be playing at Vegas. I'm not going to lie. My mom put me on to Jacquees. We all know.
Your mom did?
Yes, okay. My mom. My mom is one of my biggest inspirations. Besides my grandfather that sadly passed away. But besides that, we're going to get into this.
Okay.
You and all your boys. Rather be with you and all your boys.
Whoa. That was, you know, Jacques.
Dang, that is like the some of the phrasing. It's like beautiful cursive writing.
That's the type of stuff I grew up with. Thought I would give y'all a taste of that.
What else?
Yeah.
What else? What other music?
What other music? What I'm gonna do?
What? One of the things I love, Shahi, is I feel like you bring a mix always of old school and new stuff to the to the radio, which other people your age don't always do. Like you got I can tell you had people who influenced you with music in your life.
Like something I've been told when I growing up. Like I got an old soul. Like I live with my grandparents majority of like my youth. So could be because
It shows. It shows. There's an old school streak in you.
But it's 6:30. What we usually do around 6:30 is, you know, listen to the news update around this time and tell y'all what's going on. You gonna get in?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andre Amenko at Porcupine Soup that the town of Cairo board voted December 15th not to allow cannabis sales or lounges. The vote was 3-2 with outgoing Supervisor John Coyne and Councilpersons Tim Powers and Mary Jo Cords voting against cannabis sales. And Councilperson Stephen Karlovich and Supervisor-elect Jason Watts voting to allow sales. A standing room only crowd wanted a different decision. Resident Barbara Spoller said, and I quote, "You are our elected officials. You were elected by the people. The people sitting in this room now are clearly telling you they don't want to opt out. As our elected officials, you need to strongly consider what the people in this room who elected you are saying," end quote. Many residents were mad about the tax dollars Cairo was turning away. Sherry B. True, county legislator-elect, said, and I quote, "Great Barrington, within 3 years, I believe, they brought in about $6 million. The town ended up with like $1 million, end quote. New York legalized cannabis in April, and towns and villages have until December 31st to opt out of retail sales and or consumption lounges. Retail sales are not expected to begin until 2023 as regulations are put in place. Coyne said he voted against because all those regulations are not yet set up, while Watts claimed she was listening to the crowd. Watts said, and I quote, 95% said they were for it or they didn't have an opinion. I'm just afraid if we opt out, businesses are going to skip right over us, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. The New York Attorney General's office doubts whether the state can take back money former Governor Andrew Cuomo made while writing a book in office. Attorney General Counsel Larry Schimmel wrote to the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, and I quote, "There does not appear to be the statutory authority to order payment directly to the Attorney General or for the Attorney General to determine the receipts of such payments," end quote. Jacob wants to recoup about $5 million because a state assembly report found Cuomo used substantial state resources to write the book. Schimmel also wrote that the Ethics Commission requires a substantial basis investigation report before referring recovery matters to the Attorney General and that agencies must show they have exhausted, and I quote, "its own collection activity," end quote, before turning it over to the Attorney General's Civil Recovery Unit. Cuomo's lawyers are elated. Cuomo's attorney Jim McGuire said, and I quote, "Jacob's action violated fundamental constitutional rights and flagrantly exceeded its statutory authority. It's not at all surprising that the lawlessness of Jacob's latest unlawful action is being recognized as just that. We remain ready to vindicate the governor before a politically neutral body, our courts," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Coley Callahan reports in the Times Union that four Dutchess County men were arrested for first-degree robbery as a hate crime for targeting the race of their victim. The four men from Dover, Joshua A. Benson, age 40, and Joshua A. Benson, Jr., age 23. The other two men arrested are Nicholas L. Gast, age 34, and Darius L. Robinson, age 19, were arrested for the December 6th incident. The robbers allegedly took jewelry and one with a handgun fired a single shot. No one was seriously injured. If convicted, the four face a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. Darius Robinson and Joshua Benson Jr. were jailed with a $50,000 cash bail, $100,000 secure bond, or $200,000 partially secure bond, while Nicholas Gask and Joshua Benson were jailed without bail. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
We're back. Hi.
Hello, hello, hello. All right.
Hey, there. Y'all.
I see you, there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Right. Zach, and if you're listening, this is Clubhouse Radio. I'm DJ Phoebs.
DJ Sean Money / Engineer and our host. Well, guest.
Brian Zimmerman, a.k.a. BZ. So nice to be here. We're live.
All right, now before we got into the, you know, before we got into the better and better weather and news update, we were talking about music, right?
Yes.
So you wanted to know, you wanted to know the more type of music I listened to when I grew up around, right? So this was another one that my mom put me on to. A oldie, but a goodie, and especially for my moaning kings and my moaning queens and all types of people, you know. You probably been in a car ride, you know, listen to this once, twice, maybe 1,000 times. You know, the boy, Jada Kiss.
Already know it's, and I ain't even in the game, but as soon as something happened, who the first one they blame is, do your time, you a lame, stop mentioning my name, my nigga, why you worry about, why, I'm in a group meeting, they took pick from us, now it's just Looch peeing, I'm the one they call on, gotta feed the family, if not, then it falls on, who else, this is real talk, funeral arrangements, whoever put their paws on, who be in a Wrangler, off-road, nigga, with the roof and the doors gone? And who else be in the field, front line, till the war's gone? What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is, what they talking about me? Who they talking about me? All they talk about. Who can go to this booth? Who's underrated? Who's the most consistent? Who get the real love? Who the girls love? Who the jails love? Good, the good heart. Lot of lives were saved by. Bad boy, rough ride. A lot of money was made by. Real talk. Large bag from Steve Style, commercial with AI. Good looking. One of the last of the OGs to stay fly. Wah. Who else you know went at it with Beanie and 50 besides? Who? Even
and threaten to throw a refrigerator at Diddy, my guy. What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about is What they talking about? Me. Who they talking about? Me. All they talk about. Who started off moving that work? Put you in the black hearse, never had a whack verse. Now think, don't react first. Ain't a wild nigga, but it still let his gap burst. Never got his just due. Does everybody feel like that? Or is it just you? Huh? I don't know, sometimes I look in the mirror and be like, I don't even trust you. Nah, just me. What they talking about?
Now. That was a little taste, you know. Just a little one.
Mesmerizing.
But, yeah, we don't just play old school around here. Now, that was about me. Now, back on to you or back on to DJ Feed. Whoever want to go first, it's up to y'all. But actually, I'm going to let DJ Feed go first because we didn't hear a lot from him.
What you want to know? Am I answering the same question? Musical inspiration?
What's your opinion on it?
I would love to know, Thieves.
Opinion on the song. Opinion on your music taste.
All right, I'll segue from Jada Kiss. I mean, it's just so smooth. It's like a meditation at some point.
Jada
like
Kiss.
That me, every time that me runs through me, I'm just like, yes. It's just like it's love music. Like, you know, and I don't even mean love making, I just mean love. Like, there's just something about, like, you could tell an artist who, like, is, like, just love, like, makes for the sake of love, who, like, wants to perpetuate a feeling of love in the world. Jada Kiss, like, checks the mark. So, I appreciate you, Shahi.
No problem.
But, yeah, me, oh, man, you know, it's funny, I'm trying to turn on my, like, ancient MacBook I haven't turned on in like 2 months because I remember that I had this spreadsheet of concerts that I went to in my early 20s. I had to like write it
myself.
I spent all my time. I like that was to me the equivalent of like going out to like, you know, out with friends to dinner or to a bar or something on a Friday, Saturday. I went to a concert, $15-$20. I lived in DC. They had great venues and great artists actually. So for me, music does it for me if it makes me want to move. And there's a lot of ways that can happen. And sometimes the movement's internal, like it makes my molecules like almost like pop off inside of me. That's the best kind of feeling of movement. Like it actually takes me on like a trip. I want lyrical ingenuity and meaning. Like in that, like storytellers always get me.
Dang, I love your criteria. Keep going.
Yeah, and then social justice is like a third element to me. Like what, like, and I mean that in like the least sort of politicized version of the word. Just like somebody who's like trying to alter consciousness in the world, right? Mm. Like there's a purpose to the music that like that doesn't even have to be lyrics. That's like when those threes come together, it's like a perfect trifecta. And like I don't need all three all the time, right? But like, I'm not super broad in my genres in some ways. I kind of always default back into like alternative rock and then rap hip hop. And then I really love and appreciate like older, kind of what you were saying, BZ, like original like folk music, original like blues music. Like I have a harder time with modern interpretations, a lot of stuff. I was kind of laughing when you were describing your 70s collection of like bad white gospel music. I've always loved Jack White, and I feel like he's a product exactly of that genre of music.
Very good call. Yeah.
He like totally is always working in gospel elements and stuff.
But in a know, good like, way. I see him as a very good agent.
I love Jack White. I really do. And most of it's but the Dead Weather is one of my absolute favorite bands of all time, which is a collaboration between him and the Kills. I love just like heavy bass lines, hard hitting. I want to just feel like I'm getting hit hard by the beat the whole way through. That it's just like pouring through my body, and the live music was always part of that. Like I was you know, the person who'd want to be like right on the speaker, like literally vibrating through me. yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I think I've shifted, like, honestly, the radio show has shifted me more into more appreciation, deeper appreciation of like rap and hip hop. And like, so for me, it's like, it's the same sort of combination of things. That is like a message, like beats and like music that hits, and then lyrics that just like take me on a journey, you know? And so like, I kind of love everything that's coming out of like J. Cole's Dreamville Records, uh-huh. Yeah. Like group JID. I think it's so brilliant.
Like doing the radio with you, that's mm-hmm. something you gravitate more towards.
What is?
Like J. Cole and all them, Jada Kiss.
I mean, I was just telling Shahi about D Smoke tonight, who I really, really love. Uh-huh. Stuff is just so hard hitting, and like it just like brings such a deep message to Big Sean. I'm into, yeah, you know, I mean, who doesn't love Kendrick, right? You have to like not be human, I think, to not like Kendrick Lamar. But
yeah.
But like, so that's what I'll like kind of vibes, you know, I'll go back and forth, you know, kind of between those things. And I'm also like, I'm an album person. Like, I have a hard time with, I love an album. I wanted to take it on that journey. So I'm kind of like somebody who will like love a first album of a group and that's it. Never listen to another thing by them again, because I'm just too attached to like how
like
good
the
first album was. But I was very rarely the kid, like a person who would throw on a playlist mixed with stuff. I would just pick an album that I wanted to like just disappear into for 45 minutes or for hours, depending on my repeat cycle. Yeah, I listen to the Arctic Monkeys a lot in college. I've seen them 6 times in concert. That's some of me. I don't consider myself a musician, because of so I'm totally on the like respect and inspired by sort of side of things. But yeah, that's some of me.
Well,
awesome. I want mixtapes from both of you when you have time.
All right. Well, we've been getting to a lot of old school. So what about some new school? Y'all down?
Yes.
All right.
Totally.
I listen how you talk, I can see it that you fake. Where the goofy blame, I can't even conversate. I just woke up to a check, yeah, every Friday. It's one thing if I'ma get it, I'ma get it my way, yeah. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none, yeah. And she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I put my nuke in the coat. I be on Oceanside rolling on my antidote. I be in all designer walking like I run the show. And you could keep that attitude, I'm on me time. Baby, you don't know what you wanna say. And if you wanna ride, we could take the long way. She never made her mind up, now it's too late. And if you tryna find me, you know where I stay. I want you to know if we gon' fall off, then everything we done, I cannot recall on. She wanna know if we still on one. If I hang out this call, I swear I don't know none, yeah. And she bought in the meantime, that don't turn to me time. My life is a movie, but I still would never rewind. I said we gon' be fine, Shawty, yeah, you decide. I left my spot and I just took her to the seaside.
Well, that was Seaside.
Tech is fun.
That was Seaside.
What do you love about Tekka so much?
He's nerdy. He's just a skinny little black nerdy black boy with dreads like that wanted to be like, I don't know, famous. He's a troll. He's funny like
it like gives hope for like
yeah, yeah. Like gives hope for me like if Tekka could make it. That means I could probably make it one day. Be like,
it is so powerful when like music is represented by Tekka.
Tekka was
like,
what, 16? Like, he's like what, 18 now? If I'm correct, if I
do my little surgery.
Did he have braces in the beginning?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, okay, okay. Totally. No, that's so rad. I love when people flip the perception of what an artist should look like or be on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As of right now, he's 19. But yeah, like it make me feel like if an artist that isn't that far from me and is could do it and make music and people play his music on the radio or he has 100 hits on a billboard or whatever, that mean like that must mean there must be hope for me. So yeah, like I'm just waiting for God to put me to the right direction. But it's not just Lil Tecca that draws to me. Like I like Polo G. Like Polo G is another one for me. Like this dude right here, that's my, you know, AKA the GOAT. But we don't gotta argue about that. But yeah, like he just another person that drew to me. Like he was another person that I. Not to inspire to be, but like a part of his music, a part of Tekken music, and a part of other people that I listen to, I would love to put what they do in my music.
Okay. So you kind of see, like, it's like they are in some ways, like, talking at your, like, speaking at your level.
Yeah.
Messages that you would be sharing, like, would make sense for y'all to collab on a thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're coming at it from the same. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Jadakiss growing up, he probably had some rappers he looked up to make him get into it, or he probably had some friends to help him get into it, like.
Yeah, no one does it alone, right?
Yeah, like, it's never done alone. There's always something or someone or anything to inspire you to get into a genre that you like. Like, I'm sure, like, DJ Feed, there had to be something. At least according to your life, even if it wasn't planned or you was like, I want to do this, like it had to be something to lead you to your job category. And I'm doing the same thing for you. Like for me, like it's radio. I like doing sound equipment. I like doing things like this. Hopefully one day in the future it will lead me to something like this, like making my own music. I could become a producer for anybody, you know. The future, that's all it is. The future, like no one know. Unless
exactly.
Someone got a time machine. If so, hit me up, please. Tell me so that way I can know my future, please.
There's all these unknown people in the music industry, right? Who are like just behind the person whose face you see, right? Like,
are
making the magic happen around.
There's always going to be someone behind the face. It's always going to be someone behind the face.
Easy, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Check that mic.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, no. I'm bugging.
I got you. I can tell on my end. What are you saying, though?
Well, I was just saying, of course, the whole producer versus rapper differential in hip hop, where there's just, you know, so. Frankly, so little limelight on most people who are making, you know, the music part of
right.
it.
Right.
And as somebody who at least tries to make beats, the skill set is enormous. I mean, you're drawing from everything. And there's all this nuance, of course, to it in terms of, especially when you're making beats for certain rappers and certain sensibilities, or you know exactly right how to leave open space for somebody. And it's all just really, like you said, Phoebs, a behind the scenes, just behind the scenes thing, you know, in terms of name recognition.
Right, behind the scenes, but essential. Like, you take out that person and you don't know that song anymore.
Yes.
Like, not even, not remotely. It's yeah, it disappears. It's kind of incredible.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I do think, like, beat making, oh, man, I mean, the subtle hooks and, like, just the psychology, it's like, it runs the subconscious, like, underneath the lyrics in this way that you do it right can just, like, level up a song.
Oh, my God, it's so flattering to the rapper, right? It's so absolutely flattering. Uh-huh. And just, exactly, it frames them. It's everything. Yeah.
And the opportunity for, like, drawing in references, deep cut references, like, it's good. It's good stuff.
Like, yeah, like, even just a subtle beat, like as of right now, like, I don't know if y'all hear it, but there's even a subtle beat playing behind us right now as we talk.
Oh, yeah.
Subtlety is the key to everything.
That's
a majority of things.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
It took me
totally
way too long to learn that, actually. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, for those of you who've been along on the ride for us, this is Clubhouse Radio. We've been live. DJ Sean Money and BZ down at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, which is open, available if you're 12 to 18. Need a space to hang out, be yourself, make some connections. We kind of do it all, from literally just chilling on the couch. You need a place to just be quiet and have some Wi-Fi, to putting on a radio show.
Yeah. So, just making music, doing your homework or whatever. And I just want to say, all views and expression advised. It's Clubhouse opinions, and we do not speak for these other people. These are our opinions. That's it. If you like them, you like them. You don't like them, you don't like them. I'm sorry. You could always leave and come back. We got many shows y'all could listen to.
This is real, organic, uncanned, unedited conversation here.
Yes, live. That's something I love. No one perfect. You make mistakes.
I do want to just step in really quickly and tell everyone out there who hasn't been to the Clubhouse that it is one of the most comfortable places. It's a come-as-you-are place. It feels full of creativity. And I'm actually very jealous, I have to say. There was nothing like this when I was a teenager.
That's not the first time I heard that.
I'm sure you hear that a lot from older people. It is a wonderful thing to live in the era of the youth clubhouse, and I really mean that.
That warmed my heart a little bit. I'm happy I found this place when I did, because, like, my friend put me on. Like, one of my past friends that put me on that I still see in school sometimes. Like, even though I'm not as close with him, I sometimes just see him in the hall and be like, hey, what's up? Hi, how you been? But, yeah, that's what happened in life. And Only thing I could say is we got 4 minutes of our show left. Now, it was grateful having you. I loved having you. I loved your energy. It was mad fun. I hope to have you on the show again very soon in the near future.
What a privilege. It's wonderful to be here. Anytime, please. Yeah. We can talk about whatever. Yeah. Some point, we can talk about tobacco. We can talk about what I do. But really, I'm here for you all, so hit me up.
Thank you, and I'm flattered. Now, what we finna do, we finna listen to some Juice WRLD and Kid LAROI. Now, rest in peace to Juice WRLD. I'm not even sure what Kid LAROI doing this now in day and era, whatever, but what we're going to do, we're going to listen to the little last bit of this song. DJ Fee, you wanna see your buys now?
Yeah, I'll say my buys now. DJ Sean Money, I appreciate you every time we do this. BZ, this has been great. I'm so excited about the connections we're building. Yeah, and thanks, y'all, for just being on the same wavelength for a chill Friday. So shout-out to everyone out there who needs a chill Friday. Shout-out to 90.7 FM WGXC for making this radio show possible, community radio. If you don't know about it, check them out. Stay tuned on this station. You won't regret it.
Well,
that's what I got. Hope everyone has a really awesome weekend.
And we gone, you feel me? Deuces, bye.
can't even go there, it reminds me of you. I don't wanna do that, it reminds me of you. Cut off all my friends cause they remind me of you. I can't drink again cause I'm reminded of you. I don't wanna do shit that reminds me of you. Everything and everywhere reminds me of you. I know we can't be together ever again. You told me this forever, I ain't know forever could end. You had me f***ed up, had me thinking I would die for you. Got me f***ed up, can't believe I was so blinded by you. But I don't wanna cry